because here there were different Mishrois, and many Mishriyah didn't have the first piece and the second piece, but other Mishriyah did have. So there was a theory that the Mishriyah that did have it, that emanated, that originated in the Mishriyah by Rabbi Doi Goyim. And Rabbi Doi Goyim, his own Gemara, so he put it in as an explanation. And maybe Rabbi Doi Goyim put it in as an explanation on the margin of the Gemara. So then those who copy it, so they put it inside. This is what they say. It's not Chas V'Shalom that Rabbi Doi Goyim revised the text of the Gemara. Chas V'Shalom, what they mean is this: there was no print in those days. So really that means that every student of Torah used to copy the Gemara, and that, so there was one manuscript of the Gemara that was written by Rabbi Doi himself. He had to be the printer until the printing was invented. So every student had to be a printer. He had to copy the text. And the manuscript of the Gemara by Rabbi Doi Goyim. So Rabbi Doi Goyim mentioned this explanation on the margin. Then another student came and he saw that explanation on the margin, and he incorporated into the Gemara itself. And then many students copied it that way. So that's why in some manuscripts we have that inside, and in some manuscripts we don't have it inside. So this is what they are explaining. See, I'm pointing out of that because unfortunately there are certain people, you know, who have no emunah in Chazal, and then those so-called scholars who write, I mean, the Shemim also said that Rabbi Doi Goyim changed the text of Chazal Chas V'Shalom. No one said it. They only say it in respect to this piece of Gemara, because we see from the Shikubetzes that many Kisviyad, the first piece didn't appear and the second piece didn't appear. So how is it? The answer is, it originated in Iksaviyad by Rabbi Doi Goyim. Even though Rabbi Doi Goyim was 150 years after Chasmus Talmud, but there was no printing. So sometimes when he had a certain important pshat in the Gemara, so he put it down on the margin. Then another student copied it. He saw an explanation on the margin. He incorporated it into the text of the Gemara. So this is what some Rishonim say, at least what Shalom said, but not Chas V'Shalom. I mean that Rabbi Doi Goyim revised the text of the Talmud Chas V'Shalom. It's only in isolated situation. So it happened that where we find different Nusachos. So why do we find this Nusach? Because a certain Talmidim, so by mistake, incorporated the explanation put down by Rabbi Doi Goyim on the margin into the text of the Gemara. And then they explain it and say, this is what it is. Right now, so I spend the time going over it, because there are many people who mention these Rishonim, the Tvor, these Rishonim, the Ra, the Rashbo, the Ram, you know, to prove their point. So that's why I spend the time to straighten out the records, in order that these Miharsi shouldn't be able to mislead people, you know, that Rishonim believed, had that so-called critical scientific approach, you know, of the, so this is what I wanted to point out. Chas V'Shalom, it's only Some machines say it in respect to this piece of memoir and that piece of memoir. They don't say it in respect to anything else. Why? Because they were different Yosoids, and in many Kisriyat, so this whole piece of Yehochem as this Nikton in Yishvim Achayis Lachos of Riyaz, Ben Kitte Kishachay Vrein, Shushem Akos Pilu Binisim Lovat Tishchi, Oso Mitu Ekosho Gidin, Mayer Yehaz and Erzi Mishtaak Noyo Shirik and Afshi Mishtaolak Noyo Rekla Nechash, Dabra Tileke Malbe Badil Kasino, Omer Rabasa Avogad Dishtore Rabak Noyo Tileke Malbe Badil Kasino, Mas this Nikin Nofal Yisrael Yechashim Yichol Kosak, 10 lines. So in many Kisriyat, it didn't appear. And the explanation was that how did this Girse originate? Because in the Xaviyad of Chavdiloy, of the Shas, so this explanation, this Perush was written on the margin. Then the Talmud came, he had to recopy, and he saw the text of the Gemara, and he saw something on the margin. He thought, this is part and parcel, you know, sometimes you omit something inside, so you put it on the margin. So he thought that this is an integral part of the text of the Gemara, so he put it inside. But the truth is, it was written by Rabbi Doi Goyen on the margin as explanation. And then, there were other two Yosoids in respect to this piece of memoir. We should be casually keep the Amra, the story of Abaknoi, Kilesel, Mau, Badil, Casino, Lefo, Necha, Tichel, Kosov, so many Kisviyadi didn't appear. So again, the Tisvishams and the Rajibo and the Ram say that this too is not part of the text of memoir. But Rabbi Doi Goyen, his manuscript of the Gemara, so he put it in on the margin in order to explain, and then Talmidim came, they thought that what was mentioned on the margin is really complex. So they put it in, and other machines say, no, it's not, it is part of the Gemara, Chassid Sholem, that any Rishon should have that terrible approach. So this is what it is. Right, anyway. Okay, so for next week, so don't have to go over just up to the Gemara of former Rabbi Yehuda, who is the Shemoch HaSod, 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 the